I'm excited to have with me on the show Canadian singer and songwriter legend Andy Kim. He's a Canadian Music Hall of Famer and hitmaker of Rock Me Gently, Sugar Sugar, Be My Baby, among others. And he's here today to talk about the 17th annual Andy Kim Christmas show at the Massey Hall in Toronto and his latest projects. Welcome, Andy.
Well, it's great to be with you today, and I'm excited about being at Massey Hall and a few days' time.
Yes, and I understand it went through renovations. Is that correct?
I think it's been like 3 years that the renovation started with, I'm sure, a due date like everything else when construction got delayed. But here we are. I think the first concert is going to be on Thursday, the 25th. With Gordon Lightfoot, so, and I'm going to that show, so it'll be exciting.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, it's prestigious, and can you describe the Massey Hall for people who have never been there? And
well, it's been around forever, and it's kind of like Carnegie Hall. It's like Royal Albert Hall in the UK. It's pretty prestigious, and this is my first time there, so and it's my 17th year, so I think it took me 17 years to be good enough to get to Massey Hall, you know.
Yeah, so tell us about how did this come about? Were you the brainchild for, you know, starting the Andy Kim Christmas concert?
Yeah, you know what? Christmas has always been an interesting time for me, and I just thought I could get through the holidays by calling some musicians and artists to come and join me, and the purpose of the evening would be to help our community of charities, children's charities, mental health charities, and that was really the whole idea. It was supposed to be a one-time thing, and we sold out, and then people got interested in my doing number two. And I don't think I've gotten any better, even though it's number 17, but I have a wonderful cast of musicians that come out and make me look good.
Yeah, well, you are good, and you know, but who is coming to the concert?
Well, this year I have Billy Talent, Sheepdogs, I have Ron Sexsmith, Alex Lifeson from Rush, Pursuit of Happiness, I have Jake Clemens,
Men Without Hats.
Yes. And please continue.
Yeah. Choir. I understand. Theo Tams, I believe. But the safety dance. I remember the safety dance with Men Without Hats. So that's so.
Yes, I love that song. Yeah. And I love Men Without Hats. They're going to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so tell us, you know, it's going, the organization is called For Lights, CAMH Gifts of Light. Tell us about that. It's a charity event, but it goes for, like, you know, for people who are in need, right, for toothbrushes to clothing, is that right?
Yeah, well, basically CAMH is a mental health facility, and they help Canadians around the country, and they're headquartered here in Toronto, and mental health, especially with the pandemic going on, is more acute than it's ever been. And Gifts of Light was started by Donna Slate, who had a vision that you know, people that show up to the facility sometimes are they come by in a bathrobe, or they have need of new clothing. And the facility initially did not have that purpose in life. They just wanted to help those who are in need. But she felt that, you know, a pair of jeans, a brand new pair of socks, a new sweater, mm-hmm. always helps somebody's self-esteem. I know it does for me. I'll go, I'll buy something, I'll bring it home, I'll put it on, and then feel good for the brief moment that I have it on, you know. So so it's there to make sure that the patients have well-being on their side, self-confidence, because it's not a place that, you know, either of us want to be, but yes. It's a facility that really helps people.
Yes, and how excited are you to be performing in person? Because it's been a while, right, with the pandemic?
Well, I'm completely nervous. We haven't played in a couple of years, for any length of time, and live music has always been the part of my life that I've always enjoyed, and so this is the first time in at least a couple of years where we've been able to do it. So I'm excited, I'm nervous, anxious, all of the above.
Yes, that's wonderful. And you know, during the pandemic, how did you deal with that? Like you know, you did a lot of songwriting. Can you tell us what was it like for you? And
well, I think it was like a complete shutdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, my only solace was that I was not the only one shut down. Mm-hmm. It was like this whole planet was shut down.
Yes.
So, you know, touring got canceled, everything that you've ever wanted to do and discover got canceled. So the feeling of being alone was not unusual. Mm-hmm. But eventually, you know, musicians always find a way to not get by the campfire and start playing, but you do start playing, even if it's for yourself mm-hmm. or some friends. But it's been a hard time. It's because no matter where you went, safety was paramount. We weren't as free as we used to be.
Yes.
And I think musicians like to be free, as does everybody else, you know.
Yes, and I mean, you know, it was virtual, right? And like, how successful was that when it was virtually instead of in person?
Well, it was on the one hand, it was great because we mm-hmm. were still able to collect money for charity.
Yes.
On the other hand, you know, I love being around musicians, especially at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was it wasn't in person, but it turned out to be a very, very beautiful event, and I was really honored to be part of it, especially knowing that we couldn't do anything live, and for us to have the opportunity to continue to collect donations for charities, which is the purpose of why we do this, was very important for me.
Yes, and it makes you feel good too, right? When you give, it's in, you know, helping others, and you know, I like to you know ask you about how do you maintain your stamina, being, you know, very, very active, and you know, you know, rehearsing and doing everything you do. Like, how do you you know, maintain your stamina?
Well, you know, I don't eat anything other than what everyone else eats. You know, I continue to be as active as I can. So there's no, I think what I'm trying to say, there's no diet to my stamina. My stamina, I think the foundation of my stamina is the fact that I don't know how to do anything else.
Hmm.
So I better be good at what I'm, this one thing that I know how to do.
Yes, because, you know.
Or else what's this life of mine worth?
Yes, because, you know, you're fit and you're, you know, to be on stage and to do what you do as a professional musician for so long, you know, it's, you know, proper hygiene and, you know, maintaining, you know, your healthy lifestyle and your stamina is huge, right?
It's always important. Mm-hmm. You know, you just, I've known too many musicians and artists that, you know, have decided that they can do what they want to do, stay up all night and not take care of themselves. And usually it ends up pretty sad.
Mm-hmm. Andy, what drives you?
All I can say is that, you know, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to write songs and to make records, and hopefully if people like me, then I would be able to perform live and travel the world, which I've been able to do. And so, you know, I'm basically a dreamer. And if you don't dream of things that you don't wish for, then you have your life to contend with. Mm-hmm. And I have my dreams that I fight for.
Yes. I mean, you actually, you're originally from Montreal and you understand you boarded a bus to New York. I mean, that is so brave. And I can't even imagine like being so young and, you know, believing, like you said, the word dreamer, but believing in yourself is vital. And yes.
Well, I don't think teenagers are brave. I just think that they will jump off the roof if they think that, well, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
So it's only, you only be look at it as brave as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm amazed that I even did this myself when I think about it. You know, I'm like, well, was that really a dream? Did I really do this? So I'm content not to analyze myself.
Mm.
Someone once said, to analyze is to paralyze. Mm. So I just wake up every morning hoping that I'm doing the things that I want to do with the people that I want to do them with. And yes. I've been able to do that for all my life.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I mean, you're an inspiration. And so you have, I understand, a comeback album 2010. Is that correct? That you know, can you tell us about some of, you know, your album?
Well, you know, for me, I've always felt that music has always been the important reason why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And making records has always been the joy of my life to create. So when you're getting ready to make an album, you don't know if people are going to like it or not. You're just going to do what you do. And I never took anything like seriously enough to think that I should not do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, an album is kind of a series of events. It's part of your soul. It's part of your inspiration. It's part of your dreams. And you take it personally while you're mm-hmm. making it. But as soon as you finish, then you've got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And some songs that I've written that I've really, really loved that no one's ever heard. And I'm kind of okay with it because there are other songs that people have heard. So.
Yes. You know, I like your, I listened to your interview on Zoomer Radio and I like it, if I'm correct here. What are you doing with your one and only life? And you say, I'm doing me. And you are.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, go ahead, Christine.
No, I'm saying I'm doing me, which is just, you know, it's just, it makes you think, like.
Well, I think we're all doing us. I think the big issue is, do you look over your shoulder at someone else and saying, oh, I should be doing what they're doing? And no, you were put here to do what you do. I think that's the most important thing, to find you in the equation.
Yes, yes.
Because at the end, you know, when you get to heaven, you're not going to be asked, hey, were you like your brothers, or were you like your mom and dad, or were you like your friends, were you like your this or that? Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, or indifferent, you know? You have good days, bad days, funky days, days when you cry all day. It's fine, as long as you're accepting you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we're all complete. Yes. We've always got to find a way to find ourselves down the road of a better tomorrow. Yes. I think that's probably the most important thing, not to judge yourself and not to be sad because of things that you can't control. I wish I were taller. I wish I were shorter. I wish I were this, I wish it were that, I wish my hair weren't curly, and then that, yeah, kind of stuff.
Yes.
It's a waste of time.
Yes, and I also understand it's your birthday in December, around that time, is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, yeah, so it's having the concert as well is really, it's wonderful time.
It's really an interesting time to celebrate and to look back at all the roads that brought you here. Mm-hmm. And all the people that have helped through the years. So many people have helped me in my life. I'm not on this journey alone.
Yes. Yes, and you know, Andy, I'd like to ask you about the song I Forgot to Mention. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, that was a song that really kind of helped change a lot for me. I mean, I had met Ed Robertson, mm-hmm, probably a couple of years before we wrote the song together. And there was an interest in us getting together and writing a song, not for me, but just the song. And so at the end, I said, well, let's send it to somebody. He says, well, no, this, you know, the purpose was to write for you. Yeah. I said, well, I don't know if anyone's interested in another Andy Kim song. I've, mm-hmm, had my songs, I've had my number ones, and I've had those that didn't get on the charts, you know. He said, no, you've got to do this. And as a bonus, he decided to produce it.
Mm.
And so he gave me all the love he could, and we made it together. It was a top 10 record, and I am forever indebted to his kindness, because it gave me an opportunity to see a place in my life where I wasn't just irrelevant and yesterday's news, to being relevant again. And that's the real cool part of life.
Yes.
When you always are blindsided by love, you know?
Yes. And can you tell us what's next for you, Andy?
You know, I don't know what's next for me. Obviously, I'd like to get back touring. Mm-hmm. Some of the places that were canceled are back on my calendar, and some of the places do not exist anymore. Mm. So I'm just living my one moment at a time. Mm-hmm. I've always done that. I have dreams, but no plans. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in every moment of every day. And not every day is the best day I can have, but I know it's the day that I'm living. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key to my sanity, to be honest with you.
Yes. Well, being present, right? And it's, you know, every day is a gift, and being present in the moment. And yeah. So, Andy, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to add that this has been just a very enlightening conversation that we're having. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time. And taking the heartbeats, because you're not going to get these heartbeats back.
No.
So you spend them with me for a little while, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate you, Andy, for, you know, coming on the show and talking about, you know, the concert. And is there, if people want more information, where can they go? Like, buy tickets or?
Well, I think if you go to Ticketmaster or you go to Massey Hall, I think the tickets are there. I never get involved in that because I have so much to do to prepare mm-hmm. for the evening. And since I'm involved in every aspect of it all, mm-hmm. I'm just thank you that you can get the word out so that people can know that we have a charity event. And it's at Massey Hall, and it's December the 8th.
Thank you. Yes.
And I thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. And I'd like to interview you again for an in-depth interview.
Well, I thank you. I look forward to that one for sure.
Thank you, Andy.